what's kept you going with this field? That's a long time.
What kept me going?
Yeah, or keeps you interested.
Well, Alaska is such an interesting place, technically. When we came up here, there were no codes to speak of. None of the foolishness that had been created in other places that get in the way of inventiveness. So, in other words, you had to be kind of inventive to survive up here. So, as a result, we have lots of patents. We developed lots of techniques, like driving piles in permafrost, for example. It was thought in the old textbooks it couldn't be done. And it's written right in the old textbooks. Teach the college students, can't do it. Well, we developed techniques. We've driven many thousands of piles now in permafrost and do it all the time. Different techniques. Those are, for examples. Other research we've done have been on all kinds of foundations, different kinds of structures.
When the Yukon Bridge was being built,
mm-hmm.
It looked like there wasn't a huge scar left around the area.
No.
So can you kind of tell me why do you think there are sometimes concerns?
Yeah,
what is it that brings this concern about?
I think it's, well, there's a group of people who I think fundamentally don't believe people should be on Earth. They don't believe there should be a population. And and let's face it, it's a definite problem. Overpopulation is going to be a major problem. So they're on the right track that way, but they don't know how to get there. You know, instead, they say, well, let's stop progress, and then that way we won't have problems on Earth. No, the problem on Earth is, of course, with population. But like on the Red Dog Road, we had techniques there where you did not get off the road and scar the tundra. As a result, finest gravel road probably ever, using modern geotextiles and modern types of ideas at the time. It was very far advanced ideas. And the same here with the permafrost and that, the construction was controlled, so you just didn't tear up the ground. You just did specific things. And so you can do it. It's not hard to do things right. But the people that object a lot of times to doing things, they just don't want people spreading out. That's really their reason. I wish they'd just come out and say that, and then you could address it, you know, those situations. You know, it's always damaged environment. No, it isn't. They don't want people accessing things. That's why we haven't built any roads in this country. We built the Red Dog, designed the Red Dog Road, helped with the construction. It's the last major road built. That was in the 80s.
That's the last major one.
Yeah. Huh. It's 53 miles, I think.
Wow.